Hello and welcome you to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I am Martin Williams, and we're going to continue with the synopsis of the book of Romans. We're in chapter 5. Romans chapter 3 and 4 are a little difficult to kind of grasp. So I hope that synopsis kind of helps you a little. Romans 5 is actually really great. He ends chapter 4 off talking about how we're justified by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, by following the steps of faith. And therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, and we have access to God by faith in that grace. And he goes on to talk about how Christ laid his life down for the ungodly, how while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he talks about how there is death in Adam, but there is life in Christ. And this is a really important chapter because now he's really getting into this idea of understanding these aspects of where sin really comes from and where righteousness really comes from. He's going to the heads of the race, okay? And I use the heads of the race being the first Adam, the head of the human race, and the second Adam, the head of the spiritual race, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord from heaven. So this is a very important chapter because it says that through one man's sin, being the first Adam, did sin enter into the world, and then death as a result of that sin, and then sin spread to all mankind through that first Adam, through the actual lineage, so to speak. So all become sinful as a human race from the original sin of Adam from the Garden of Eden. So we're all guilty because of original sin. That's why the law cannot justify anybody, because and the law can only show us the knowledge of sin. Why? Because we're not guilty because of our own sin. We're guilty from the original sin of the head of the human race, which is Adam. We receive the nature of sin from Adam. Original sin is what it's called. So as a result of that original sin, we can never be righteous. We can never keep the law. We can never be justified by the law. The Bible, throughout the whole New Testament, says the law cannot justify us. The law cannot make one righteous. The law is death, and it goes on and on, that no deed shall be justified by the law, but the only purpose of the law is to produce knowledge of sin, and then the law is a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. So he goes on to talk about here with the heads of the human race that death reigned from Adam to Moses until the law. And then whenever the law comes in, that sin is imputed. For where there is no law, sin is not imputed where there is no law. But yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even though there wasn't a law. So it was actually showing that they were still dying from sin in the garden, because that's what the command said. The command said that if you eat of the tree, you shall surely die. So it was actually showing, and he's actually reiterating this point, that the Gentiles who had not the law were a law unto themselves, and then the Jews who had the law, had the law that showed them which was what was sin and what wasn't sin. So this idea is death still reigned from Adam to Moses. The curse of sin and death, people were still dying, even though there wasn't a law. So the point is until the law, sin couldn't be imputed, without a law, so to speak. But the point is that they were still dying. So he's actually showing that there was still death. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam and Moses is the point that he makes here. Even over them that had not sinned, according to the similitude of Adam's transgression. So, but there was one who was a figure to come, which was the second Adam, which was the Lord from heaven, which was Jesus Christ, who would be the head of another race, which would create a spiritual race. So through one man, the first Adam, who's a type of the second Adam, showing us, which is a picture that there's going to be another one to come, that through one who's a human, does sin come into the world, but through the Lord from heaven, who receives a body that's prepared for him through the seed of the Father, which he's born of a virgin, which actually Jesus receives the body that has no sin because it's the seed of the Father, the seed of the Spirit that is put in Mary. Whenever the Spirit overshadows her, she actually has Jesus, who is born without sin. So he's the Lord from heaven, the second Adam, who had no sin, he knew no sin, and in him there was no sin. So he's able to come and he's able to live a sinless life. And as a result of that sinless life, he's able to lay his life down and take sin upon himself for us all, raise his body back up again, conquer the last enemy, death, and through his righteous life is able to make others righteous that would believe by bringing them into a spiritual race, as Christ being the head of that spiritual race, the forerunner who goes into the heavens for others to follow. So that's why you have to be born first to exist in the flesh, and then you got to be born again of the Spirit in order to receive the righteousness of God to have everlasting life. So through one Adam, the first Adam doesn't enter in, but through the second Adam does sin get removed by crucifying that old nature and making a person a new creation and making them righteous with the righteousness of God. So it goes, therefore, through one man's offense being Adam, did judgment come upon all, but through one man's righteousness being the second Adam, Jesus Christ, did life come to all that will believe. So he goes on to say that those that believe in Jesus Christ will be justified and have righteousness unto eternal life, I guess is the point that he ends this with. But that's a good understanding for understanding where the sin came from and how it's removed. It's as a result of the head of one race and then being born into another race, which is becoming a spiritual race, and the person of Jesus Christ, who is the head of the spiritual race, who makes us sinless as a result of making us a new creation. So I hope that this synopsis blesses you. And I'm Martin with the Good News of Jesus Christ.org.